40 years. Lots of great music. The music still sounds great today. You know, my favorite, as we spoke before, you probably don't remember, I said Morrison Hotel Hard Rock Cafe is my favorite. But, you know, the legacy from 67 to 71-ish especially, obviously, the music still holds up. How come?
You know what? We tried to keep it minimal. It's a it's an attempt to be sort of a Bauhaus rock band. And Bauhaus is where our modern furniture and whatnot and modern aesthetic came from in the late 20s, early 30s Germany. And that's what we tried to do musically, just to keep it so that you could hear the organ, you can hear the guitar, you hear the drums, and you can hear the vocalist and understand every word that's being said. Now, with that minimal framework, each one of us had done their homework. So I was able to play jazz and some classical and blues. Robbie was a flamenco guitar player playing finger-picking style and electric rock with that amazing bottleneck. John's a jazz drummer, marching band drummer, and Jim Morrison is a French symbolist, beatnik poet. You put that all together, and you're going to get a pretty unique kind of musical sound. So minimal and well-practiced. Everybody had practiced and was well-versed on their instrument.
And I think, obviously, the lyrics, I think, for a lot of the songs still, you know, some of them obviously can you can have various interpretations of them, but they're still fascinating for, you know, all these years as well.
Well, it didn't have anything to do with the times necessarily. You know, we were in a time that was seeking a universal cosmic consciousness, and that's where Jim's writing came from. You know, it came out of Carl Jung, the philosopher and psychiatrist, psychologist Carl Jung. So it's Jungian and Freudian, and those things don't change. They're deep down inside, and that's what Jim was writing about, the sub basement of the mind.
Okay. And, you still hear, obviously, you know, your two number one hits, Hello, I Love You, Light My Fire, and, you know, Roadhouse Blues, a couple
uh-huh.
people are strange, a couple
sure.
others. Are there some, quote-unquote, lesser-known songs that are among your personal favorites?
Oh, my God, yes. I mean, my God, there's 65 songs in the Doors songbook. So I Can't See Your Face in My Mind, a tender ballad, really nice piece. An up-tempo kind of almost Texas kind of song, like Driving Across the State of Texas, Easy Ride. Well, I know it would be an easy ride. You know, a lot of people hate that song because that's not like the Doors, but then you can't just keep playing the same dark, mystical, moody songs. You got to, you know, have all kinds of silly songs in there, too. So I'd say those two, that ballad and that up-tempo thing, are just some of my favorites.